Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of Poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I'd like to give credit to all my listeners who are listening via phone, via web. I do appreciate all that you do, and just thank you for just supporting us, because we cannot do this without you. For anybody who wants to call in, I can't see, if you want to spit some poetry, I can't see you online, but if you call in at 914-205-5676, that's the call-in number, you can call in, and we can, you can spit your poetry, you can sing, you can rap, whatever your talent is, that's what the stage is for. And I just want to let everybody know, this is an artsy type of a show, so we're all about the arts, we're all about promoting whatever your gifted talent is, and we will support your businesses, and, you know, we're going to network. So whatever you have going on, please let us know so we can support you as well. We're all about that. So what I'm going to do is slide into the very first round of Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoy. Let's get it.
I am a poem. Of the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9, my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. Like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve. I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have. And I want them to be Cheerios, so that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin, so you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over, but I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses, so I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills, so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser, I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem, just like you.
DC life,
yeah,
by two, chase,
yeah.
Want y'all to listen to my story now.
Check it, I'm just another independent rapper in this world. I'm trying to make it on my own in this big world. I got big plans, I'm chasing big dreams. And when I make it, I'm gonna be doing big things. I'm talking about the money and the nice cars. I'm the star shooter, I'm shooting for them stars. I'm a dream chaser, so that means I'm going far. And every day is so good, do it again tomorrow. And do it again the next day, it's the good life. And be thankful that I moved from the hood life and never lived that, woulda, coulda, shoulda life. And never have anybody tell me what I would like. They got so much to say right now. I say I'm the illest, but you don't see how. But you'd rather go around just running your mouth. I'ma prove you wrong couple months from now.
Sometimes I wish the word gossip was never made, and the first diss track was never played. Everybody wanna live in the devil days, and the way they act, I can tell that they never pray. Come on, man, I'm just trying to spread love and send a good message like the man up above. You say you don't care and just hit me with a shrug, but you wonder why your dreams get squashed like bugs. The bigger person is the role that I play here. When I talk to you, I just want you to lend your ear. Life with no regrets, but plenty of fear. Tell me, is this how you act if I really disappear? They got so much to say right now. I say I'm the illest, but you don't see how. But you'd rather go around just running your mouth. I'ma prove you wrong couple months from now.
They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say.
Yo, I got a good philosophy on life. Everything'll be great. We can just do it twice. But you only get one chance. Better do it right. If it's your time to go, I won't see you tonight. The man upstairs has it planned out for you. To live a good life until it calls for you. Cherish every moment with the ones that adore you. And even with the little ones that try to annoy you. Life is too short to be worried about others. God said that we're all sisters and brothers. But some don't listen, not even to the mother. Life slipping through your hands like a hot stick of butter. They got so much to say right now. I say I'm the illest, but you don't see how. But you'd rather go around just running your mouth. I'm gonna prove you wrong couple months from now.
They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. Yeah.
From God's view. Just when you think life has taken a turn for the worse, well, it actually hasn't. Because only if you choose to view it from God's standpoint, things wouldn't look so bad after all. Just saying. What may appear to you seems reckless and confused doesn't necessarily look that way to Him. Actually, to Him, it's something minor that can easily be fixed. You see, mind you, there's nothing too complicated that God can't fix. All trials and tests comes in different shades of form, yes, But no matter what, God is still in control. And that's a blessing, wouldn't you agree? To know that your life isn't so bad after all, if you could see it the way God sees it. Be blessed.
This morning I woke up with breakfast in bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. Born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understanding that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I seen apart from the rest of them because I was different. And see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. See, like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things. Gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing the beginning of the livelihood, how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I called Mr. Pistol. Understand this is the great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties. Catastrophic demise. See, I was loving myself and guiding myself and understand I hate to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entity. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorical thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Truth be told, unorthodox speaking and great words I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man's I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, which you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, these are the great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the soothe of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming from thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's poet society. Great things, this is a sobriety test on AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming because this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent for great man's scene, not public and violence, and not doing things of dead man's society. See, I'm coming out from under and being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight to understand this is a great thing that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance of my own reality. These things are my life and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words, you're going to understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, I it's great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived and still here, man. I'm an optional. Option too good or bad. But see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what he said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left. Just great words to express myself and not sit in vain to understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great men's a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood and Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself, always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding. Riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud. Don't need to be high to have fun, but I always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth, epics, and great man's distortion and proportions. Rah!
Yeah. Yeah. This feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah. And I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call it, what we call it.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Hope you guys enjoyed the first round. We're actually about to slide into shout-out line. That's me giving you a shout-out for calling in. If you want to spit poetry, please feel free to do so. If you want to sing, please feel free to do so as well. Rap. As long as you keep it clean and positive, we can do what we do. And like I say, this is our cypher, and we're all about lyrics. We're all about whatever that's on your mind. Let's just put it out there as far as the arts. This is all about the arts, hip-hop, singing, rap, poetry, the whole nine, anything within the arts. Let us know. If you are a visual artist, let us know so we can support you. And you might be able to put some of your art at Illusions. Also, the next show for Illusions, featuring 13 of Nazareth. I'm so excited. That's my homeboy. He will be in the building July 30th at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street. That's Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts promptly at 8:30 to 11 p.m. You got to be in the building. The show is $10 for anybody who wants to come through. Check out the show. And it's a discounted price for open mic talent at $8. So feel free. Come to the show. Please share it on your page. Let people know about it. Text them. Send a pigeon, let's do it. Let's have a good time in the building, rock out with a band, and just flow, and let's do what we do. All right. I'm going to open up the open mic lines to no other than Truth, who we just heard tonight. What's up, Truth?
What's going on?
Not much. That track was hot.
Yeah, greatness, epic proportion, and it's fucking raw.
You better roar. I like the journey, though. That was hot, though. You know, just how vulnerable you were, and then you kept real, and you kept a little funny, too. So I was like, did he say Mike tonight? Yes, he did.
That was a freestyle.
Yeah, I know, but it was hot.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
You better keep doing that. Make sure you keep sending those tracks in. You got some for us?
Yeah.
All right, let's get it.
You see, before you begin to step on my feet, on my toes, my words are put together not for a dumb man's epic proportional story or a fairy tale. It is truth. Great man's knowledge, cleanness, virtuality for the great man's religion. See, this is a great man's sanctity. Great things being faithful. You see, I'm in greatness, lovable to be guided with the greatness of no man's faith. Truth be told, my great man's inspiration. These are great man's aspirations coming from my mouth and my voice. Means periodicity and seriousness. When I say, and I have to say the great words, I'm wrong. See, I'm wrong in mythical jungles. Great places I'm coming. See, I come with no father. No need for siphon of great man's blood, but I understand that Jesus continue to keep me in, so I'm guiding my great self towards my promise. The words and great man's of a kingdom is promised to me. Understand that violence and gang banging is not the thing for me. So I sit and I relax and I sit back and I watch my city in poverty and try to think out a way to help them. Continue being within the greatness of my mind, I understand that the things that I see must change. Prophetically speaking, these things must come to an end. It also must happen for us to understand that the world is about to end. So I continue to look up towards the hills for becoming my help, and I pray in great man's supplication that I don't live and die in vain, that I continue to rise above all travesties, yes, my catastrophic demise don't bother me. Theses, metaphorically speaking, symbolically and simple, great man, and see these things, I'll continue to pray in Jesus' name. Truth be told, in great words and orthodox speaking. Rah!
Rah! You better get it, Truth.
Wow.
You tripped me out. That's what's up. But that's a good signature ending. You know, I was listening to, remember Carlos Robinson was trying to find his ending, and that's just hot. Like, you know, when he ended that poem.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody got their own style.
Yeah.
You know, when you do that thing. But that's hot, though.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Everybody, what's up?
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. All right, stay on the line, Truth. He'll be coming back. Freestyle King in the building. All right, I got a 252-643 on the line, 37. Don't want to call out the whole number. What's up, what's up?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, we appreciate you calling in.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
All right, my name is Bolo.
Oh, what's up, Bolo? Appreciate you calling
hey,
in.
Hey, yes, yes, ma'am.
All right, you feel like spitting anything tonight, or you just chilling?
I wanted to let everybody know in the chat, you know, that Bolo's Tees is open and doing business. I make custom graphic T-shirts. You can get any kind of design logos, family reunions, your rap groups, your singing groups, anything like that, I can do it for you.
That's what's up. We all about support. Appreciate that. Now, how can we find you on Facebook?
You can check me out. My page is Bolo's Tees. You can hit my email at bolostees@gmail.com. Or you can hit my phone at 252-643-3787.
Got you. And that's Bolo Teesh, S-H-E-U-T? All right.
It's
I got
Bolo's
you.
T. Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, we're friends up here. That's what's up. We appreciate the support. How are you liking the show so far?
Yeah, brother put me on to it. I said I got to get on, and I didn't even know this was going on, so... Hey, I like to hear the rhymes and the poetry and everything, so I'll be definitely tuning in some more.
That's what's up. And look, we want you to come in Illusions. You right here in Kinston. You got to come to the show, and look, you can bring your teas. It's my show. This is my radio show as well. But you come to Illusions, let's link up, and you can sell, you know, you can sell your product. I'm all about networking. So you can sell your product right there. And I got to
no doubt for
Illusions, too. I need that in ASAP.
Okay.
That's what's good. I got you. I'm going to spread the word. I got you. All right. Bolo Steve in the building. That's what's up. Everybody who's listening via line, I'm all about support. We're all about support. Lyrical Cypher, Illusions. We're making some moves. You're making some major moves, and you never know what doors will open for you. You know, you just reach out, spread the word, and I hope to see you guys again at Illusions Open Mic Night featuring 13 and Nazareth. Very humble. Yet, internationally, so he's a celebrity poet, producer, hip-hop artist, one of my homeboys, and he's an actor, too, but, just, I mean, extremely humble. When you meet him, you wouldn't even know. He's been all over the world, you know, doing what he does, and if you can look him up, 13 of Nazareth in the building, dude is off the chain, and his dialect and the way he's bananas, man, you got to check him out, yo. And that's like the spiritual twist and how he flow, amazing. You got to get it, you guys. So I'd love to have y'all guys in the building. That's 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 11. Doors open at 8. So got to be in the building. It's only $10. And vendors, link up with me. My name is Clavette Roberts. We can make it happen. All right. We got Boom Boom Room in the building. What's up, JD?
Yeah, what's up, Shana? How you doing?
Doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Just running a little late tonight. I missed last week, but I said I couldn't miss two weeks in a row.
Oh, it's all good, man. It's like that sometimes. But we know you. We know we can charge it to your heart because we know you got it. And I appreciate everything you do.
Yes, most definitely. I want to give a shout out to the Boom Boom Room and to Bolo on the. He has some of the best work on the tees that you can look for out there. Actually, he did my family reunion shirts.
That's what's
a
up.
A couple years back, and I've been rocking with him ever since.
All right, now. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I told you were the man with the plan.
Well, I do what I can do when I can do it.
No, that's how you better say that. All right, Mr. JD, you going to spit something for us tonight?
No, I'm not prepared tonight.
Okay, it's all good, though. We appreciate everything you do. Everybody, JD in the building, the king, you better get it. All right. I got Carlos. What's up, Carlos?
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you real good.
All right, that's good. Hey, yo, I'm on this bus, man, so I might get in trouble spitting this one right quick. hopefully you can hear me. If you can't hear me, just say so, all right?
Oh, you sound good. You good.
All right. As I write this poem, y'all almost warm, for I know what might come out. Being here on the cipher, I know I gotta watch my mouth. See, for this week has been stressful, almost to the point of no return. But for all that I've been through, I know that there's a lesson that I must learn. But we all deal with things differently. I must learn to control my anger. My actions affect more than just me. My kid's future is in danger. Can I throw it all away because I got upset and let some chick piss me off? Or I do something stupid or do something real foolish and later on I regret the cost? I need to get away. I need to take a break. I really need to fall back and chill. Because the way that I'm feeling, and I'm not ego tripping, somebody just might get killed. And then here I am just sitting in jail for the next 15 to 20 years. I've lost everything. I can't see my kids, and I even left my mom in tears. All for what? Why was I mad? Look at the situation I'm putting myself in. Yo, I know what I want. I just about to roll me a blunt and just think this thing all over again. Come here, girl. We need to sit down and talk. All this crap that we've been through, yeah, I get frustrated, and I know you hate it, but you already know that I love you. See, the whole point of this poem is you think before you act. Don't do nothing stupid that you'll later regret. You're just trying to be hard or impressing the bulls, losing your life over some unworthy respect. Forget Facebook and your so-called friends. To them, I have nothing to prove. But taking their advice and not thinking twice, everything we might stand to lose. But lose I will not. That's how I got on top, and there, that's where I plan to stay. Looking at where I'm from, behind something that's right down, I refuse to just throw it all away. You see, people going to talk, and we know that they're going to hate. Some of your friends, they can't stand me. But this is, I confess, and to them, I could care less. We just need to focus on our family. Chill.
Yeah, that's what's up. I just got to give you this name right here that I've been wanting to give you for a minute, and I think it's time because it's been on my mind. You are a healer. You have the power to heal. A healer. You can heal. You have the power to heal through words. You a healer, man. I'm trying to tell you. Like, I feel like you're going to be able to touch the lives of the men. Like, you're actually opening doors that, you know, sometimes men aren't talking about these things, and it's necessary, you know. And I just thought you were healer. That's just my big up to you.
Well, I appreciate that. A lot of folks do got a problem with me being so direct, man. But to me, it's simple. That's the best way to handle anything, man. You be open and upfront about anything, and now everybody knows the exact truth. You don't have to deal with lies if you're being honest and upfront.
And then, that's in the Bible, though, about truth.
When you go through something, man, if you go through it that way, that's it. You're through with it, or you conquer it, or whatever. You know what I mean? It's a done deal.
Exactly.
If you lie or be fake about it, then you got to deal with it again.
And see, that's what I'm saying about healing. Exactly. I mean, transparency is key, and I really feel like that's the rule. You're right. I agree with you. People have problems speaking.
Stay on with me, man. I need you to help me get my book out. I'm gonna stay here on the phone. I just ain't gonna be able to read another poem. We got people getting on this bus.
I got a few people
I took advantage of it. So, but I'm gonna be here listening. I'm gonna be here. All right, man.
All right, we got you. All right, Carlos, the healer in the building. I didn't mean to cut you off. What you say?
My book. I need you to help me get this stuff printed up, man. I need you to help me get this stuff printed up so I can do something with it. All right.
I got you.
All right, that's what's up.
I got you. All right, everybody. Next artist I want to call up, Unique in the building. What's up, Unique?
Hey, how are you?
Doing pretty good. How about you doing?
Good. Doing good. I've got three of them, and these are actually kind of lengthy. And I'm really sad that I already chose these because I have a different one that I would like to do for our last caller, but I'll have to do that one on another day. So hopefully he'll be listening
awesome.
In.
I was going to say, can you do one? Hold on 1 second. Can you do one and I rotate you? Is that cool?
Yeah. Yep.
So do one now, and then we'll rotate you so everybody, I got a long list of people up here, so I make sure I get everybody on for this first round.
Oh, sweet. You know I talk fast, so. Okay.
Are you good? Okay.
This one's called Candy. Morbid, obese, anorexic, struggle, misunderstood. We throw these labels out like candy at a parade, and when someone catches one, we latch on thinking, hooray, I'm not alone, but why do I feel that way? We're told to think positive, but choose to ignore that positive flies right out the door. It's fleeting and empty, while negative is just so easy. Hatred for the sinner, bigotry for the believer. Judgment is here, so God won't have to. We are made in his image, so why not do his job? We are bored, so we think something's wrong. Why would Jesus do? We think we know. We walk with him, and he carries us through. Or so we tell ourselves when things get tough. Then we just give up. We may try again, and when we fail, we think God left us in that place down there. America, a democratic society. We can just debate and vote our way out of poverty, poverty of mind, soul, and body. Finances are where we think we see the problem, a symptom or a solution. We need to realize we're not born with money. Some are not born in love. Others are not born at all. We do not die with money. Some do not die with love. Others do not live. We let negative win. The fruit does not fall far from the tree, but the seed rides the wind. Attitude is everything. You is where it begins. Attitude is how we carry ourselves, how others see us. It is poverty and riches all rolled into one. It is your values or non-values. It is what you think of self and others. It is your perspective in life. It is you catching the labels like candy or you throwing them away. No one can tell you what to think, but scripts are made every day of what to say. Life is like a play. You act a certain way, and your part becomes a shining star. Who gets to choose what role you play? How are you feeling today? Happy, sad, content, an emotional wreck? Neurons and synapses, nouns and syntaxes, express yourself. No, wait. What I mean to say is don't let toes get in the way. Walk 1,000 miles in my shoes, and the only thing you'll have is sore feet. You see, we're different people with different experiences. Our brains are wired different. We can look at the same picture, read the same book, hear the same song, and have a totally different experience. Who gets to say whose story is valid? What about those things we hold as self-evident? Common sense? Good is good and sin is sin. Whose perspective should win? I've heard there are two sides to every story and that there are three. Your side, my side, and the truth. I'm not here with answers. Just want you to think. Before you speak or act on that thought, did you catch the candy, throw the candy, or let the candy drop? Leave the world in a better place. Your world, my world, we share the same space. Intertwine the souls of the human race. Plants, animals, and even earth adapts and becomes the needed fuel to sustain and create new ideas from the old. God created us and allowed us to choose. That is the choice I choose to believe. Belief, faith, hope, and love, more labels handed out, or just swept under the rug. Trying to be positive in a world where we live, let us give credence to those who once did. They, like us, try to figure out what this life is all about. Past, present, and future. Time is all we have. Short or long, it's gone. Like candy, handed out. The end.
All right, now, what inspired that?
A little bit of this and a whole lot of that, Chica. Just listening to everybody over the years, all the hardships that they have, and realizing that we're not as different as we think we are, but yet
right.
as different as we are, we choose to see things in different lights. And as we pass out our candy, those positive, negative energies, we decide what we're going to do with them. So we've got to make a choice.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I like the way you think and the way you know, the metaphors and how you switch it up. That's awesome. Just give you something, another way of looking at life.
Yes, ma'am.
All
Thank
right,
you.
Everybody unique in the building. Thank you, lady. All right,
yes,
we got a 252. 481 on the line. Just want to give a shout out, say what's up, thank you for calling in. And if you want to spit, please feel free to do so. 252-481. All right. If you don't want to say anything, it's cool, you guys. I'd just like to give a shout out for anybody who calls in. All right, I got a 252-214 on the line. What's up, what's up? This is China.
This is Misha with Cash Flood Record.
You said, could you say that again, please? Can you say that again, ma'am?
I'm sorry. I think I got a bad connection.
No, we can hear you. I just didn't hear what you said. You know, I heard you say something about some records.
I'm sorry. I said, this is Misha with Cash Flood Records.
Okay. How you doing, Alicia?
I'm doing good.
We appreciate you calling in.
I just wanted to let y'all know a little bit what Cash Plug Records is about.
Okay. Can you hear us?
It's an amazing company with our founder, Dot Jones. He has combined a network marketing and entertainment entrepreneur industry. Basically, we're all getting paid. You know, anybody that has a passion for music or has their own business is welcome. We flood Facebook daily promoting artists, businesses, shows, events, blogs, the list goes on. We have a community full of people supporting each other and making money. We also feed the homeless every second Thursday in Kinston. Anybody can join in and help us make a difference. But CPR and the plugs are like family. It's a positive movement, and I love the plugs. We go hard.
All right, now.
If anybody wants to join and jump on this money bus, they can hit me up on social media. My name is Tamisha Morrison Cheek on Facebook. And there's a lot of different plugs on Facebook, and you'll see our Cash Plug Records logo on their page. And if you want to plug in, you know, and you need more info on it, just hit me up and I can get you unplugged in to get on this money bus.
Okay. Now, I would appreciate you calling it. You say Cash, I'm typing it in right now, I'm trying to follow you guys. You say Cash what now?
Cash Plug Records.
Cash Plug Records.
Yeah.
All right. All right, we appreciate you calling in. Oh, it's with you with the Money Bus.
What was that?
Is that with Donna Whitfield?
No. Well, Donna, I think Donna.
No, I said Donna.
There's so
the
many
Whitfield
plugs.
Brothers.
I'm not familiar with her. But like I said, most of all of our plugs have the Cash Flow Record logo on their page. So you'll know that they're plugged in, but if you hit my inbox, I can let you, I can get you the info for Cash Plug Records on how to get plugged in, or how with the homeless and everything.
Thank you so much. We're all about support, so we appreciate you letting us know. Now I was asking about the Whitfield brothers, Donna's Whitfield.
Oh no, I'm not familiar with them.
Gotcha. Okay, well we appreciate you calling in, Talisha. Please sit back, enjoy the show. We got some more for you. All right. Cash Plug Records in the building, you guys. Check them out, most definitely. I will be liking their page and supporting them as well. We all got to support one another. That's what we're here for. That's what we do. And that's what the Lyrical Cypher is all about. We're all about support, positive movement, keeping it positive, keeping it clean, and connection. You know, we all might not do the same thing, nor, like Unique said, think the same way, but we all got to help one another. It's not about a competition. Your biggest and only competition is yourself being a better you. That's what this is all about. It's not about trying to be better than the next, because you'll be wasting your time, because there'll be always somebody better. So moving on to the next part of the show, I'm your host, China with the Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys can check out Illusions. I'm going to pump that again. I'm going to keep pumping this every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. We're going to be pumping Illusions featuring 13 and Nazareth. Doors open at 8 o'clock at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Love to have you guys in the building. Awesome show. Rock out with a band. We keep it clean. We keep it positive. And we have a ball. I'm about to get into this show, and let's do our second round. We'll be bringing you guys back in just a second.
raised to the HD. Phil Dubs gon' show love, y'all hating homies gon' hate me. I be reppin' FKK, SC, NC. We still cooler than AC. Peak camera news for the cake beat. Let's get to fully, cause you know we kid around, baby. Time is money, P the only thing clockin', baby. Green light ain't no stoppin', like them dogs we countin' again. Like them shit, we get it droppin', P the only thing stoppin', baby. At the club, baby, rollin' like the stars, baby. Rollin' like the cars, the beat, the flips, the catch the charge, baby. Check the scars, baby. We playin' around the crowd, we fuckin' up with swims. The fun and town of love, new frames, cop that. Try to fail with the top hat, yo, hit the face, can't stop that. We cut a lot like the cops black, not the pack of pose. Like we got the most, so we're going to make a toast. Capital with for money, they clap at you, stab at you, laugh at you. Here we kid it cracking too. Bustin' like nutshells and faking our luck well. Swimming money like DuckTales. Cheer, we in our Audi 5000. This is where we Audi 5000. Take me, flying in the fridge. We be mackin' tough in the lady hour. Cheer and smacking cheeks like Mike Epps with the baby powder. Okay, feeling sexy, baby, you're beautiful. Nothing like the kills, you want the egg, think it's new for you. I see you got your crew with you, I got my crew with me. And for the queens, we got the lobby, fantastic unity, community, immunity. From here on, you with me. So if you need something, say the word, baby, you with me. I'm a G, I'm a boss, I might give you what you need. They won't let you be up there, they raise that glass back in the street.
Reality relocate your feelings. I've been evicted by love with tight corners of vulnerability. Panicking and insecurity suffocate me, and I can't breathe under the pressure of nobody loving me. I mean, nobody loving me. I mean, nobody. No, nobody.
For the same man, but we're going by a different plan. Young preachers, I take the PR and add a T to make teachers. But I shouldn't know.
Nah.
To take my Bible out and show it off for a show, but I wouldn't because
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, the deep down inside, we must all shine. Yeah, it's a small light and it's gonna be hard to find. But it ain't supposed to be easy, it's gonna be hard or so. But if you find a spark, soulfully beautiful. Sad to say, I had to say if, cause some people never get a peek at the light, let alone the whiff. Time is short, TikTok, and two, you didn't find your spark, you're not alone, cause somebody else is watching.
Let's
you.
Talk about life,
life,
talk about goals.
Goals,
talk about love and the fact that he rose, talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows, he knows,
yeah.
When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
Hey,
I see you over there, I know what you're doing. And you eating forbidden fruit, I know what you're chewing. Now think about if every sin had a consequence. Consciously it does, but to us it's just nonsense. I sit back and watch my cousin grow up. Yeah, she's older than me a few years, so what? She's boyfriend, baby daddy, turn husband. It grows, you're not alone, cause
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, see what you're going through, who we going to? But here, make your vision clear to see through a thunderstorm. Who is your question, but it really should be what is next. But you know, and he knows, so you don't have to check. Pretend for a firm or confirmation. Just follow your heart, there'll be no complication. For any other situation, you're being missed. Trust me, you're not alone, cause somebody else is seeing
this. Let's talk about life. Talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows,
yeah. When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
What's the resolution? It's not a solution, but they don't know that to the mind it's an execution. A few nice thoughts trying to cover fear. You should know a resolution limits you to a year. Woo. See, Martin had a dream, took more than a year. The first black president was more than a year. Ronnie for the sheriff, hopefully more than a year. Us to be treated equally is more than I fear. But I'm here, and it's all that really matters. Get to see another day, another step up the ladder. I help so many people out, no credit, but I know that he knows.
He knows, I know, he knows.
Listen, that I lust over various emotions.
Emotion.
Still runs through my thoughts when it's open. I'm at a loss, but I'm basically hoping that this young man can get his righteous promotion. So I can then carry out your plan that you designed for me to only understand. So I can spread the words that you wrote, and if I hear the words again, I know that you know. Let's talk about life. Talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows.
Yeah.
When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
What's up, everybody? Open up the open mic lines for the next round. I hope you guys are ready to rock. All right, we'll go in with Unique.
All
What's
right.
up, lady?
This one is going to be a small one. It's called Black Permanent Marker. A little bit of history on this one. I knew a young man. He was about 16 years old when I wrote this. This was back in 2010. Could be off on his age, okay, but I was older than him. And he is an artist in his own right. He used to come in with these sweatshirts on, and I was like, oh, my God, who did that for you? And he's like, I did this freestyle. And so I pushed him and told him he needed to go ahead and get a degree in art, and he actually went to school for art. Do not know if he actually made it to the degree. However, I have seen his work recently and still believe that he is awesome. His name is Brandon Dudley. He is from the Kinston area, so look him up if you guys can. And this one is called Black Permanent Marker. Writing the story of your life, be sure to take your time. The marker does not lie. There is no erasing a black permanent marker. Bold lines, strong ties, the marker makes the words pop. Your message is clear. Use a black permanent marker and it won't disappear. If life is a canvas to be filled with art, expression, and action, the black permanent marker and view of a young, budding artist. That's it, guys.
I love it. Yeah, I remember Brandon. You introduced me to him.
Yeah, that was a million years ago.
Oh, yeah. He's an awesome artist. He had his exhibit at the Arts Council for a while.
Awesome.
Yes, yes, yes. He has been doing it real big. Everybody check out Brandon Dudley. That was an awesome tribute.
Thank you.
All right. Did you want to go ahead and do your next one?
Sure, if you got a second.
Cool.
This one's called Phoenix.
That was short. Yeah.
Yeah, that one was short.
Okay.
This one's called Phoenix.
Okay.
The mind is on fire, so much to the cipher. A spark of reason blows in the wind. It catches, and a flame begins. Smoke, no joke. The fire grows higher, an enemy and a friend. Fire alive, burning brighter. Ambition and hot waves of desire, consuming all in its path. It does not conspire to console. Destruction seems to follow. No, this is not the end. In the ashes, a tiny spark of hope. The flame is fed, and the fire grows higher. Not a friend nor enemy changes in the wind. I endemy, not frenemy. I change from the flame within. A phoenix rising, circling the cycle of life. A paragon for others to see, to achieve. The flame grows higher, for new ideas begin, and this is still not the end. Fueled by hard chips and liquid tears, time to release our fears. Draw on the power of energy from one source to another. Reaching, aspiring, becoming more than we were, more than we will be. The end, could it be here? The phoenix, no longer stable, unable to fly. Flames of red, orange, and yellow drawing us together. Flames of blue and green, what could this mean? Flames of white, good night. That's the end.
Wow. Now I need you to tell me about that piece. Break it down.
Heard,
break it down to me.
Heard Phoenix being thrown around a lot in the past couple of allusions and lyrical ciphers, and realizing again that it's all on us what we decide to do with our life and how we can either be our own enemy or our own friend, and we can friend others or we can make others our enemies. It doesn't really end. It just always tries again. And regardless of if you keep your life or you lose your life for somebody or for a country or because of the choices you decide to make in your life, there's always going to be another step. Somebody else is going to feel that pain harder than you could. Okay, look, now you're starting to get me into going into something else. All right. Anyway, that's it, guys. Love y'all.
I felt that. And it woke me up. And I was like, hold on. Why can I relate this so much? You always have the ability to tap into me. And I was like, I know what you're doing. Huh?
Because I love you.
I love you, too. And it's amazing because I just want to say this right now. I know you know because you know me and you are one of my best friends. And I love you with all my heart. I want to say to everybody and to this lady right here, she has been my ball of inspiration, that motivation, that push. You have been my pusher from the beginning.
Aww.
And you have not let me go because there are times that discouragement cloud comes, you know, when making you feel that you're stagnant. Because I've been doing this for 7 years, and I started to think, and you're right where I am. Like, I started to think, like, am I supposed to be doing this? And I pray about it, and I'll stop and say, okay, am I supposed to continue? Even though I love what I do, and I know that there are people who are being touched, but sometimes it's like I said, you're right. I can't help the people who don't gravitate to it. But I can continue to keep going, and that's what I got from it. You know, like, the fire still burns.
Yeah.
It has to continue to burn. The phoenix still rises. So I got
ma'am.
And I got the confirmation I've been looking for. Wow. I'm going to hit you up later. That was perfect. I felt you, and I knew it. All
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
Love
you,
too.
Love
me
you.
In the building. Man, I love that girl. She's one of my best friends, man. Woo. You're messing me up right now. All right, we got Truth in the building. What's up, Truth?
What's up?
Nothing much. I know you got some fire for us.
I'm ready.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I got to say something first.
What's up?
What are you wheeling at?
Yo, you said just like that, dude. So sorry, yo, I love you.
I've been playing for that joke for the longest, man.
And you got a damn fat.
Okay. Yeah, I rip your nation. I rip your nation. Matter of fact, my
indeed, your nation in the building. I love them.
My piece is with the studio. My piece is with the Angie Studio freestyle. Yeah.
Let's get it.
Here we go. Yeah, here we go. Fear of a great man's past. Understand my undecided motive led me to a great man's of a tragedy. See, this was a path that I was confused about. It was dark, and great man's entities was after me. I see shadows and something that I didn't understand, so I continued to hide behind the bush of no shadows. So I felt myself drifting out to a flood of great birds, and see I was fluently flying through a river of dead man's confusion. See, I've seen the clouds call upon me, so I rose. No dead man's roses or reds and violets and blue, but see, I like the black rose where I grow. I hide in my great man's shadows. Understanding this corner, I can't be touched. I'm hidden, undecided, but great man's and unique to these things I provided. Hide us with a great man's and this man's clouds. I continue to fly greatly within these skies. I understand that my life was worthwhile living. See, the stars I follow. See, the brightness of my leads me out of bondage, out of my travesties, out of the forest that I was lost in, into a great place. A safe place where I always understand that my mind and my breath is unique. No false litigations, the dumb man's propaganda. You see, I'm understanding fluently, fluent in my own words are put together because my mind intertwines with greatness, not fake. The rain continues to fall upon my head and soothe my soul. The coolness of it makes me whole, so I'm stronger, wiser, not weaker, but I continue to fly. I continue to understand that I never lie, I never live in vain. I won't die in vanity, no dead man's insanity. I'm insane, insane with words, and my mind is fluently greatly. And I rep myself, my God, my fam, my truth, my rock. Rock.
All right, everybody, truth in the building. He's going to be at Illusions. I'm excited. And I want to give a big shout out to the Boom Boom Room in the building, listening via web, online. You guys rock. And I want to, last but not least, this dude is a storyteller. I can't wait for his book to come out, Carlos. He like the DMX healer, you know, from another, like your voice sound like DMX. I just want to put it out there before I put you on the line, but you just be spitting that out.
I've been hearing that for years.
Yo, I feel like I'm talking to DMX, what you really want.
Hey, look, man, I got a little piece of one that I started this one earlier today while I was at work.
Uh-huh.
But it's incomplete. I didn't finish it, but it's at a stopping point, so I just stopped at it. And it's just the way I've been, some stuff I've been going through right here lately.
Okay, well, you left open mic for the night, so let's get it.
I will. It's short and sweet.
I'm like, good.
Keeping my head up and trying to remain focused, staying away from negativity and people that are bogus. See, but it's so easy to be distracted by these so-called friends. They're like snakes in the grass. Let the drama begin. So you may think that they're loyal, like they really got your back. And just as soon as they get the opportunity, they come with a sneak attack. And that's what hurts the most. In them, you put your faith. You put all your trust in someone who just turn around and spit in your face. See, I have more respect for my enemy. At least you know exactly how he feels than I do for that snake. That's probably going to get you killed. So now I'm shrinking my circle. Yes, I'm cutting my grass. And if you can't be real with me, it's going to be hard for you to get past. Because my blades are set low, almost level to the ground. And if I see anything sticking up, you can best believe it's coming down. And you know that's not the way I normally end it.
Now you did it, though, but I like that.
But yeah, man. I got to cleaning up some stuff, man. Getting folks out, you know what I mean? Everybody don't mean, like I was listening to your girl a while ago. Everybody around you ain't always, you know what I'm saying? You got to let some stuff go, let some people go. And
that's right.
move, get rid of negativity. You know what I mean? So.
Indeed.
Yep.
Indeed, because a lot of people don't want to see you grow. Indeed. And that's so true.
Yep.
A lot of people don't want to see you get where God wants you to be. All right, everybody, that's Carlos. And on that note, the motivation speaker and life coach in me just want to spit a little knowledge to you guys of different things that I'm learning as well. And it's so true. I'm noticing and I'm seeing that. I've seen it throughout the years, but I just had to speak about this from personal experience. And it's so true what Unique said. A lot of people don't want to see you grow. A lot of people don't want to see where you're going. And a lot of people are afraid of success. And a lot of people are afraid of your success. And they're afraid of their own success. And it's their fears that try to block you and create doubt in you. And that's what I've been having. And when I realized that, I'm like, dang, she hit the nail on the head, because you have so many people who say that they're for you but constantly try to create doubt in your mind. And God is not, he doesn't have this, he didn't give us the spirit of fear. And I noticed, I'm like, okay, I'm making moves, and God is opening doors, and doors are closing, and I'm over here, you know, doubting what he's doing. And I can't do that, you know, and I know, and I just ask God, forgive me for that, because I'm wrong on that level. You know, I can't listen to naysayers. I got to keep pushing, and I need pushes in my life. I'm a pusher, but I need somebody to push me too. You know, and there's people in my life God is placing in my life to push me, but he's also pushing out the people that I thought should be there. And I just would encourage you, if that's happening to you, tap into you. What makes you happy, tap into your purpose, and be passionate about it. And your passion can drive that negativity away. Wow, that was hot. I'm going to say that again. Your passion can drive the negativity away, and if the negative naysayers, the whole nine, stay passionate, stay focused, stay driven, and I'm going to do the same. Everything I'm telling you, I'm going to do it too. So I'm going to challenge you guys to do the same. Whatever your passion is, your whatever you want to do in your life, I'm going to, you do it, and I'm going to do mine too. And we're going to keep this thing rolling. I can't wait to rock out with y'all again at the Lyrical Cypher Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. What I'm going to do, please listen to a couple of tracks. I'm going to play, well, actually, I'm going to play this one last track by Ill Will. You got to hear this, Sean. It's called Last Line. I love this dude. This is my spiritual brother in the building, man. He ain't here, but he's in L.A. right now, but still, y'all got to hear this, Ill Will.
Missed. For my homies in the wrong corner, stuck with a dilemma, trying to figure it all out. I'm back at it again, to my pad and my pen, poking holes in the paper as I tack it again to the wall with the question, how did I actually win? It's been a battle swinger, but missing like attacking the wind. See, they know me round town as the one that put it down on the mic, snatching crowns, get distinguished with the sound. Everybody wanna meet ya, swear they wanna feature, but they plotting on the low to see how they gonna defeat ya. I peep game, then I sharpen my pen, coming up with the first line. I start with a sin, a lie, but the people eat it up, they want more of it. I'm tired of this freestyle and I'm getting bored from it, but I can't afford it cause I need the attention. Like if I don't go hard, they'll put me in detention. But did I mention all the tension that I get when I rhyme? They say, Will, quit front and spit something one more time. This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. And that's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey, you in the city, a sore thumb, and you know it. Painting pictures on these raps, yeah, you a poet, but you dumb it down, crayon rap. You telling short like God gave you the cup to drink, but you rather the poet, sharing the wealth that was meant for yourself. When you trying to make sure everyone is right, you get left way out of the picture. You never doubt if they with you, forgot about all the issues, without a doubt they won't miss you. Listen, all of the fake love you get is intuition, cause they wouldn't rock with you if you was the competition, and you know this, everyone is a locust, keeping
throwing you off your focus. Never asking who wrote this, so quote this. You when you got a gift, you don't sound the same. So when you try to follow the crowd, it goes down the drain. You drown it, man. Searching for love, you'll always be on the run. Real quick, let me do one more track and I'll be done. This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. And that's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey dawg, I just wanna let you know, Tina, stay in your lane, man. Be that sore thumb. This song get your respect for, homie. Don't follow the crowd. Just be you, man. It's like God sculpted you too. I promise it's all gonna work out.
All right, you guys have a wonderful night tonight. God bless. I'll see you guys on Tuesday.